This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deontay Johnson is getting traded to the Carolina Panthers. Let's go. Come on. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. It has been quite a week. Omar Khan is making moves. And he sent Deontay Johnson to the Carolina Panthers of all teams. Deontay wanted a trade, it seemed. There were rumors swirling. He wanted out of Pittsburgh. Have fun in Carolina, Deontay. Not to mention Patrick Queen is coming to the Steelers on a deal worth roughly $13 million. Seems very team-friendly. Let's go celebrate. Celebrate this morning. Russell Wilson announcing he's going to get signed today, actually. But the announcement came on Sunday night, Monday morning. And then two big transactions yesterday. The Patrick Queen signing. Deontay Johnson getting traded for more defensive help and a swap of picks. Celebrate. Give me a call. 412-928-9370. That's the phone line you can reach me at. You can also talk to me on X at Callas underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33 if you'd rather make your comments on X. You're welcome to do that. I do typed responses as well as verbal responses. But again, call me. 412-928-9370. It is a morning for celebration. I think Omar Khan deserves much praise for the job that he's doing as general manager of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's doing quite well. He's keeping things fresh. He's doesn't seem to be playing around, and that's what you like to see. So we'll talk about it all this morning. All of the deals. I don't think I've exhausted the Russell Wilson conversation much yet, but I also feel like with all these other moves kind of swirling here, that there's more to talk about. There's more to assess as it comes to the Steelers. So we'll talk about it. Let's start with Patrick Queen here real quick as well, because there's not much that looks bad on this deal. So I made a mistake in the headline as well. It's 3 years, $41 million. And he's only going to be a $6 million cap hit from what it seems, how they're going to structure the deal. So he's going to get paid more on the back end of his contract. But a three-year, $41 million deal, $6 million is going to be hit in this first year. So Omar Khan's really structuring this. In some ways, it's a bit harmful. In some ways, it's dangerous. But in other ways, it could help the Steelers this season if they really go all in. And right now it looks like they're going all in. And I hate to get sucked into, because I've talked about this before, I hate to get sucked into the excitement of all like the shiny new players that they're going to acquire. And I don't want to get sucked into that, because, you know, I've still kind of firmly planted myself in having a rebuild. But at the same time, too many moves like this. I mean, Deontay Johnson getting traded, I didn't think that was going to happen. And then Mark Caboli was reporting on it, and then you thought it was possible. And now it's like a reality. which is, I mean, it is crazy to me to think, you know, that like a month or two ago, we weren't even considering that to be a reality, like that to even be possible, and then they lose in the playoffs in the first round again, and now Deontay's out of here. That's the big one for me that kind of turns me back on the side of like, okay, maybe don't rebuild then if you're going to make moves like that, like offload problematic players, offload players not good enough, and then come back with a vengeance into this next season, which Russell Wilson, again, doesn't make the most sense to me, but I'm still excited about it in some capacity. But then you sign Patrick Queen, too, and it's like, okay, well, now the defense is getting bolstered. I got an inside linebacker who can really play. And that's exciting. 412-928-9370, that's the phone number. Talk to me this morning. I'm happy to be talking to you. All week, actually. I mean, if there was a week to do the full week, this is the one. And I am thrilled to be here talking to you this morning and all week, because this has been a heck of a week. The Steelers stealing most of the attention from the Pirates. Nobody's really paying attention to the Penguins right now because they're on a downturn. But, you know, spring training getting interrupted by all this Steeler news. So, sorry, Pirates. They are hitting long balls, though. If you haven't been paying attention, they are doing extremely well. A lot of the individual players that you wanted to see succeed are doing so. So that's my small update from spring training, from what I've experienced, to now pivoting quickly back to the Steelers too, because all these moves, they are garnering a lot of attention for the Steelers in a positive way. There's a lot to look forward to this next season now with three huge moves for the Steelers to start this free agency period, this new league year, which is officially going to begin at 4 o'clock this afternoon. 412-928-9370. Let's get to some calls now. I got some lines open. Good morning. What's your name?
I'm Dave from Monroeville.
All right, Dave. What's up?
I just wanted to say that, yes, I was very happy to see that Deontay got traded. I wanted some draft picks, but hey, it is what it is. But I'll tell you this, I would really, really love to get Tyler Boyd from Cincinnati, because he wants to come here. He's a Pitt boy. He's a hometown guy. I think he would be a great addition to the Steelers as a slot receiver, make George Pickens the number one receiver, and I really love Patrick Queen. Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you I'm a very, very big fan of yours, and I think you're doing a great job in the morning.
David, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Always appreciate compliments, but I'll also focus mostly on the Steeler comments there. Tyler Boyd would be a very good idea. They're going to need some receivers now, some experienced receivers. I worry that Steeler fans may put those Pitt expectations on him, but I hope they wouldn't. But yeah, I mean, overall, I think that if we're thinking about it, he is a good idea. Yeah, no notes there. I think that Tyler Boyd would be an interesting signing there. And yes, the Deontay Johnson trade is what it is, but Deontay Johnson not on the Steelers anymore, and that's and they got back a pretty, I'd call it a decent return for a guy like Deontay Johnson. So for that, I say I'm good with it. Overall, I'm good with it. Got another caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Vic.
Hello, Vic. What's up?
Hey, you cracked me up with the celebration this morning of Deontay Johnson. You and me were in the same mindset, because he wanted traded, and he couldn't be going to a better team.
Oh, I agree. Yeah,
a trade. And as far as Tyler Boyd, yes, he would be a good fit with the Steelers, but I would love to see the Steelers go get T. Higgins from Cincinnati Bengals.
What did you say? You say T. Higgins?
T. Higgins. Him and George Pickens would be quite a tandem as wide receiver.
Sure. Thanks for the call, Vic. I appreciate it. I think T. Higgins would be interesting. And I believe Pony floated that out Monday or, or yesterday, where he said that maybe the Steelers could consider trading him, Deontay Johnson, to Cincinnati for T. Higgins, which, sure. Now, Deontay's going to Carolina, which could, I think is correct, could not be a better team to send that guy to. But at any rate, T. Higgins could still be a an option. But if you're thinking about Tyler Boyd or T. Higgins, I would consider Tyler Boyd over T. Higgins. Just because of the local ties, just my bias there. But also, Cincinnati, I wouldn't imagine, would part ways with both of them unless they're really trying to go on the downturn. And with Joe Burrow on his massive deal, I really think they want to win while he's still younger rather than older. But, you can't imagine they would part ways with both of those guys. If it were up to me, I would say Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins. If they got T. Higgins, if they found a way to make a deal with the Bengals for T. Higgins, I would not be disappointed in that, though. And it seems right now like Omar Khan can do no wrong. No jinx to him, but it seems like he's got his eyes in the right places and his decisions are being made on the wiser scale. 412-928-9370. Get yourself a phone line. Talk to me this morning about Deontay Johnson getting traded to the Carolina Panthers for a veteran cornerback and a swap of picks. And also Patrick Queen signing a 3-year contract with $41 million reportedly coming to the Steelers on that deal. I got another caller here. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. This is Ted. Hey, real quick on Deontay Johnson. He didn't fit the offensive scheme. And Arthur Smith's offense, you're going to have to do a lot of run blocking. That's how it works. And you got to have a tall receiver. He loves tall receivers. And real quick on Russell Wilson, what drove Sean Payton crazy about Russell Wilson, if you look at any film of him, he holds the ball. He never throws the ball on time. That drove Sean Payton crazy. And real quick about Kenny Pickett, If I'm him, I'll take a page out of Baker Mayfield. You shut your mouth, you come in at camp in great shape, you beat him out, and once you get in, you never get out.
Baker Mayfield
signed for $100 million with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
No, I get what you're – I understand.
He bet on himself.
I got you. Oh, sorry, Ted. I didn't mean to cut you off. Thank you for the call. No, I know what you're saying now. So I thought you meant like Kenny should ask for a trade, which has been thrown out there. Ramon Foster, I believe, said that on a podcast or on a show the other day, that Kenny Pickett should request a trade to get out of there. Kind of like Baker Mayfield then requested a trade. I think it's a bit of a different scenario, though, because the Browns signed Deshaun Watson to a long-term deal, which then kind of pretty much indicated that they were going to bet on him, Deshaun Watson, for the rest of the time. But if you're talking about Baker Mayfield, like show up to camp or show up to your new team and do well, then you get paid, which Pickett may be able to do. But do we want Pickett to be moved? Does Pickett even want to be moved? How is this dynamic going to turn out? That's more of what I'm considering as well about all of this, is how is Kenny Pickett going to react? And, is he going to want to trade? Is he going to want to stay on the team? Or are the Steelers just going to be one and done with Russell Wilson and then, you know, focus back on pivot back to Kenny Pickett in Pickett's fourth year in the NFL? We have that we have yet to be seen. But, yeah, I mean, Kenny Pickett should do that, do his best, and maybe he'll get paid here eventually. Maybe he'll get paid somewhere else. Got another caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. Old German Rod.
Hello.
Good morning. Hey, I actually wasn't on board with the Wilson trade or acquiring, but you got to remember, he still threw 28 touchdowns in 15 games last year.
Right.
That's like double what the Steelers had last year. That's actually a pretty good pickup. And I'm actually glad Johnson's gone, but how about Ridley from Jacksonville? Go all in. If you're going all in, go all in on a big-time receiver.
Wait, say that again. Who are you going for?
Ridley.
Calvin Ridley.
Jacksonville.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley. I got you. Yeah, hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. There's so many options that you can have here for receivers. And I think that it's, if you assume that the Steelers are in contention for every receiver you know, especially at certain costs over others. Like, I don't think the price on Tyler Boyd is going to be as high. I mean, I think Calvin Ridley may be a little bit higher because he's more, I think, not invested, it's not the right, injected. He's more prominent on Jacksonville's roster, so they may have a higher asking price for him. Like Tyler Boyd, I think that the Bengals have enough receivers where like Tyler Boyd could be more expendable and maybe would be cheaper. You know, it's all about timing with these deals as well. I mean, Calvin Ridley, again, if the Steelers found a way to make a fair deal for him, yeah, I'm not complaining. There are a lot of big-name receivers out there that if the Steelers were able to acquire, I'd be like, yeah, sure. I mean, if they can find a way to do it at a fair deal, I'm not going to complain. And, you know, that's another interesting name to be thrown out there. And then, you know, as some other callers have mentioned, it does depend how a lot of these players respond to Arthur Smith's offense, which seems to be more of a run-focused offense. So they're going to need those guys to block. Now, is it that hard? Ideally, no. Blocking seems to be routine, although some Steeler receivers have not done that, and one of them is now playing for the Carolina Panthers. So it's all interesting to look at, interesting to be hypothesizing. But all we can do is see who is available and what they can do when these players become available or for an affordable price. Now, as for Russell Wilson, that's kind of the same way. It just doesn't feel like, from a player standpoint, it doesn't feel like a right fit for a team that feels like it should be rebuilding. But it also seems now like the Steelers are not doing what they normally do, which is wait around for the players that they try to invest in early. It really seems now like they are trying to win. And they've not made just one move. Like Russell Wilson by himself, I think, didn't make much sense for the team. But now they're signing Patrick Queen. Now they've traded Deontay Johnson. And it seems like their mission is clear and set. And that, to me, makes the Wilson deal feel a little more like it makes sense. Again, financially, it makes 100% sense. I won't say that either because he signed for the league minimum. That's really good. From that standpoint, it's fine, but I just meant from like a, if you're going to rebuild or try to retool with younger players, Wilson's not the guy you want to sign. But it seems now like Omar Khan and Steelers front office's intention is not to rebuild. They're going to sign a bunch of guys, but they're going to sign better guys than they did last offseason, and that yields some excitement from me, and it seems from you guys as well, because I got a lot of callers coming on and talking, so I appreciate you guys, and I'll take another one right now. Good morning. What's your name?
What's up, Nicholas?
Hey!
Hazelwood. What's
welcome
happening, brother?
To the show. Oh, I'm so excited. Welcome to the show.
My man.
This
hey,
morning.
Listen, you know what? Everybody talking about Kenny Pickett and potentially want to trade. Let him go. I have a simple question. What has Kenny Pickett done to deserve even a start? Kenny Pickett's just not the answer. Russell Wilson probably isn't either, but he's much more of an answer than Kenny Pickett. I like Kenny Pickett. He's from the state I'm from, New Jersey. But Kenny Pickett is not the answer. They saying Deontay Johnson drop balls. Kenny Pickett overthrew balls all the time. Kenny Pickett probably needs to go. I will keep Mason Rudolph around and try to get another quality backup. But Kenny Pickett just isn't the answer. I mean, good kid, nice guy, gotta go. Go find somewhere else to play. You know, people can think what they want to do. The question is, what has he done? What has he done to deserve even a start?
Yeah, Vic. Okay.
And one more thing, Russell Wilson. When he threw those 28 touchdowns, mainly they were against good quality teams. Buffalo, you know, just a lot of teams he threw touchdowns against who had good defenses. And I think the Patrick Queen signing is awesome. That man is going to do some work in the middle for the Steelers.
Sure, Vic. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Always happy to hear from you. Yeah, I'll get on board with the Russell Wilson. I think it was 26 touchdowns, but, you know, who's counting? Yeah, it's fine. Patrick Queen, also a good signing. Kenny Pickett, I just like to make this clear too, because I'm not going to be a full Kenny Pickett supporter. I'm going to be balanced when I say this, but I don't think Kenny Pickett has actually requested a trade. I think that Ramon Foster said on a talk show that he should want to get traded. That doesn't necessarily mean that you know he actually wants a trade. It's just speculation about how he should react. So until Kenny Pickett or somebody representing Kenny Pickett says that he wants traded, I'm not going to criticize him too much for that. Right now, it's just a matter of like how should he react. And if he doesn't react like that and pout and just continues to develop and maybe gets through this 1 year of Russell Wilson and develops and gets a shot, then like, then he'll be fine. But, you know, it just depends how he'll approach it. But we don't know how Kenny Pickett feels yet, because no public statements have been made from him or anybody that helps to represent him. All right, one more caller before break, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, this is Terry.
Hello, what's up?
Yeah, I was calling. Hey, I'm not thrilled with the Russell Wilson signing either. I really thought they should get Fields. And for what we paid for Wilson, do you think it'd be crazy to bring in Fields now?
Depends what Pickett does. And thanks for the call, Terry. It depends how Pickett reacts. And the Steelers do need a number three. So if Justin Fields is willing to come here, you don't want to bring in a guy that doesn't want to, or you don't want to bring in a guy that wants to play. So if they bring in Fields, what are you going to do with Russell Wilson? Are you going to make Russell Wilson the number two and Pickett the number three? That, to me, doesn't make much sense. I still think Pickett deserves to be a number two and be the next guy relied on the Steelers team, and just bringing in big names at this point wouldn't make much sense. Yeah, I mean, they could do it technically, but like, what sense would that make at this point to bring in Fields? I would argue not a lot of sense. So I'm going to say probably not to that. That's probably not going to happen anymore. Again, technically it could, but probably not. My name is Nicholas Harry Kalish. You're welcome to get a phone line as well, 412-928-9370. Appreciate all the calls, and I anticipate some more if you want to call in and talk in the last segment of the show. If I have some time, I'll bring some more of you on, and we could talk about all the moves that the Steelers are making. But they're making headlines this week, stealing the attention from spring training and whatever's left of the Pittsburgh Penguins. But yeah, if you want to call and talk about anything Steelers related, you're welcome to 412-928-9370. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. I'm going to come right back, and we're going to talk more Steelers right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's the Fan Early Morning Show, and we're reacting this morning to the Steelers trading Diontae Johnson to the Carolina Panthers. And we're also reacting to Patrick Queen signing a 3-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if you can grab a phone line here briefly, we got a few more minutes to talk to you guys about the Steelers. That's mainly where we're going here, because Omar Khan seems to be on fire so far this offseason, since the new league year is starting today at 4 o'clock. He is lining up some moves that are garnering some attention. This is the Fan Early Morning Show for the average Joe. And when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe could go to CGR Wholesale. All right, got a caller on the line now. We'll talk to this person. Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Rich.
Hello, Rich. What's up?
Hey, I just want to talk about Russell Wilson. I think, you know, I believe the Steelers brought him in, you know, not to sit on the bench. But I believe he's going to start. But, you know, I like Kenny Pickett, too. And maybe
I'm sorry, you broke up there a little bit. What'd you say?
I believe that they brought Russell Wilson in
right
for one reason. I think to start, not to sit on the bench. But I like Kenny Pickett. I mean, I like to see him get a shot. But, you know, I'm excited about that. And you know, it's, you know, Russell Wilson's been around. You know, he's a good ball player, good, you know, quarterback. So I guess we'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, no, I'm with you. They're going to start Russell Wilson. There's no way they brought in Russell Wilson. Excuse me, let's try that again. There's no way they brought Russell Wilson in to not start. So I can tell you that. I mean, they're bringing him in because they believe he's the best option to play for them, you know, at quarterback this season. There's no way. You bring in a guy like that, he starts. So, yeah, I'm with you there. I'd like to see Pickett get another chance as well. Like, I want to have faith that he can do well, but sometimes you got to look at where your team is and wonder who are the best options. And really, like, who would you rather have start this next season for the Steelers, Russell Wilson or Kenny Pickett? I'd say Russell Wilson. Now, who would you want to develop over time? Who's more realistic for you to develop over time? Kenny Pickett, right? Because if Russell Wilson plays well, he's going to play his way out of a contract with the Steelers. And if he doesn't play well, he's going to get cut, and his career may be over. So that's just, those are the factors to look at here when talking about Wilson and who's going to start. Like, again, I would rather have Russell Wilson start because I'm interested to see what he's going to do this season. But, like, in terms of the overall future of the team, do I think that Russell Wilson's going to be the starter? No, because, again, for those two reasons. He's either going to get cut or he's going to play his way into a contract with another team next season. Or the following season after this upcoming season. You know what I mean.